cliff, people think was solved on January 1st. But all they really did was do a temporary fix that will delay the cliff until to March 1st. So on March 1st, there's going to be arbitrary, across-the-board cuts in good and bad programs that will really devastate programs that our air, our water, and our environment.
Give us an example of how it would affect the water, the environment, the air, and national parks.
Well, let's start with the national parks. Many of our parks are not open all year. They rely on labor, that people who work when the crowds are around. It's going to be very hard for the Park Service to hire those temporary workers when their budget is being slashed so much. So in some of the parks, we expect that they will close or have very limited hours. And this will have a really ripple effect. Our parks and the tourism that surrounds the parks bring in over $650 billion in revenue. So the impacts are not just putting our parks at risk because we're not going to be protecting them, but we also are going to hurt the economy.
And instead of cuts only, you're proposing additional revenues. What kind of revenues are you talking about?
The tax code has had over 300 amendments since 1986, and these are loopholes for large corporations, for millionaires and billionaires, so they don't have to pay their fair share of taxes. And it's better for them to hire a lobbyist and not pay their taxes. We need to close those loopholes, and probably the most obvious to us are those tax incentives and that hurt the environment, such as $8 billion for the oil industry. Why in God's name are we giving $8 billion of federal taxpayers' money to the richest companies in the world? We can get rid of these loopholes and provide the government that people need to protect our air, our water, allow our air traffic controllers to protect our skies.
Some cuts have been proposed in the Office of Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency in Research and Development. What do those programs do right now, and how would cuts affect that?
We're beginning it slowly to move to greener energy. And the research that this office does has made it really great strides to provide for wind and solar to really get up and going in this country and really begin to contribute. Cutbacks in this office are clearly going to hurt moving forward and making us less dependent on foreign oil. That really seems a foolish strategy going forward with all the untapped resources, particularly in a state like Florida, for solar power. The state of Florida gets a huge part of its water and sewer improvement money from the federal government. Those programs are going to take a disproportionate large cut, which will make it more difficult for communities in Florida to provide clean drinking water or sewage treatment. The alternative is either these waters are going to be more contaminated, or the other alternative is that local water fees are going to skyrocket.